You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Bound Blitz SEC edition. I'm Joe Lisi, joined by former National Coach of the Year, Terry Bowden. Coach, the stage is set. Top 12 teams will be entering the college football playoff. Games start on December 19th. SEC does, in fact, have five teams. It didn't come with some controversy, though. We'll talk about the SEC championship. It was all Georgia dominating Alabama. Georgia did cover this game as a 1.5-point favorite. The game was played in Atlanta. They jumped up 14-0, never looked back. But the biggest question was that Alabama still, in fact, made the college football playoff. Give me your thoughts about this game that transpired last Saturday afternoon. And would, and in your opinion, should Alabama still be in the college football playoff?
Well, I mean, it's a credit to the SEC that they kept them in. There's that thought that you should not fall out of your standing if you lose in the conference championship game. But they were so soundly beaten rushed for minus 3 yards the entire game. And we said all along this season that if they didn't pick up their running game, it was going to cost them in the playoffs or in the championship game. Now they decided they would make the playoffs. They kept them in there for the playoffs. Probably a good thing because we don't want to diminish the value and the importance of playing in the conference championship game, or we might as well throw them out, you know, if they're going to knock you out of the playoffs. But again, a 3-loss Alabama, I still like to see, are they more deserving than a 10-2 Vanderbilt or some of those type of teams, some 2-loss teams that might have gotten in, especially a Notre Dame. I think that's probably the team that says, what about us? But anyway, it's a credit to the SEC, five teams making the playoffs. I think you can see, as we've seen all year, the strongest conference from top to bottom. Alabama, again, they played some great football, but when it came to Georgia, Georgia showed them their weakness, which is the running game.
Now, Georgia did win back-to-back SEC championships, Coach, for the first time dating back to the 1980s, 1980 through 1982, those years with Buck Ballew and those great players for the Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, this is a testament to what Kirby Smart has built, right? He lost to Alabama earlier in the year. The Alabama snapped the Georgia 33-game home winning streak in prime time, and they came ready to play, right? You know, that's the one thing, is that Kirby, up until this point, was knocked around by Alabama and Kalen DeBoer in just two seasons. That defense, though, brought it to Ty Simpson and that offense, and this is a championship-caliber defense basically over the last month of the regular season.
Oh, they just dominated Alabama with their defense. And again, Kirby Smart, this game was personal to him. It was personal because what he's the success that he has had against Alabama has not been that good, and he did a great job of making on-the-field adjustments, of getting his team ready to play. You know, he asked his team a question in the team meeting before the game, stand up if you ever beat Alabama. Not one player in that room could stand up. That's how much they had to look in the mirror and see themselves as a team that had to go out there and win. And I thought the other thing, Gunnar Stockton really outplayed Ty Simpson. Ty looked uncomfortable. He didn't sit comfortably in the pocket. He was frustrated. He wasn't accurate. Gunnar Stockton came through, played like a – he's gotten better and better, played like a veteran, and I thought he outplayed Ty Simpson in that football game.
Georgia earned a first-round bye. On the flip side, Oklahoma will face off against Oklahoma. It's a rematch of the game that played out in late November. Oklahoma did win that matchup in Tuscaloosa, handed Alabama only their second home loss dating back to 2020, Coach. It's a rematch. We'll break that down that game a little bit later in the show, but I do want to talk about just Oklahoma as a whole right now. We had talked about the job that Brett Venables has done, 10-2 overall. They overexceed expectations with one of the hardest schedules. They end the year number eight overall. This was a great job, and you can make the argument if John Mateer, their starting quarterback, doesn't go down with a thumb injury, maybe, just maybe, they might have been undefeated.
Oh, I thought Brent Venables did one of the best jobs of any coach in the conference, making a decision to put himself on the line. I'm going to be the defensive coordinator. I'm going to make the calls. Leave it up to me. Put me on your back. And he did a great job. He kept offenses off balanced all year. And when you're a one-dimensional offense like Alabama is right now, they better be careful because he can really focus on getting after that quarterback because they don't have a strong running game to go with it. So, again, he did a great job. Many could consider him possibly a SEC coach of the year. We know Lane Kiffin did a great job at Ole Miss, Elko at Texas A&M, but where Brent Venables came from last year to this year, boy, he did as good a job as anybody in the conference.
You mentioned Ole Miss. They're in the playoff. Charlie Weiss Jr., their offensive coordinator, will call plays. It'll be Pete Golding, the new head coach for the Ole Miss Rebels. Thoughts about this team? It is a rematch in their first matchup against Tulane. This was a team that they dominated on both sides of the ball. But just big picture about Ole Miss. Is it possible, right? Big picture with Golding and Charlie Weiss Jr., that this team could potentially make a run to the championship game?
Well, you know, you've got everybody in place that you need to have in place. And we're seeing now that those players and a lot of the people around the program aren't as sad that Lane Kiffin is not there. You can't help but read it between the lines. Even when Pete Golden says, hey, I won't be going to yoga classes there. But you know what? They've got their play caller there. They've got their defensive coordinator there. That's the nuts and bolts of the game day operations. Again, don't take anything away from Lane Kiffin. He's given them their best years of their history, the number of years he's done there with double-digit victories. But I think they will be fine as far as playing the best football they can play. A lot of other good football teams out there, I think they get through the first round pretty comfortably. After that, it's going to be a battle with the teams that they're playing.
Absolutely. We'll break down both of those games a little bit later in the show. Coach, Heisman is still up for discussion. Can Diego Pavia potentially steal the Heisman after the performance by Fernando Mendoza? Mendoza didn't light the world on fire, but did knock off the top team in the nation, Ohio State. He's back to -2,500. Diego Pavia is still there at 12-1. Does he have any shot to steal the hardware?
Boy, it doesn't look like it. I mean, Fernando Mendoza, you know, he made a big third down, 33-yard touchdown pass to win the game with about 2.5 minutes left for Indiana, probably enough to push him over the top. But I promise you, if fans and if voters would watch the highlight of Diego Pavia, watch how he carried that team and that program on his shoulders, I think he's clearly the most deserving of the Heisman Trophy. Not sure they're going to give it to him because, like you said, Ohio State, Indiana, who won that game, likely was going to push that quarterback in towards Heisman Trophy consideration.
Now, I don't know if you saw Vanderbilt's head coach, Clark Lee, but they asked him about why Vanderbilt, you know, missed out, and was he bitter in any capacity being a 10-2 football team? And basically, he had come out and said that they had every opportunity to knock off Texas on the road. They lost that game by 3 in Alabama, a game where they were covering for much of the way and then allowed it to slip. Lost that game by 11 in the final 20 seconds of that matchup against the Crimson Tide. Thoughts about what Clark Lee said about his team had every opportunity. They just didn't make enough plays to pick up the wins.
I think everything that Notre Dame said the wrong way, he said the right way. He said, you know what, we just want to play football. We're proud and honored that we were able to have the season that we did. We've got a chance to play another football game, and our guys just want to work together and play another football game. Didn't blame anybody. Said, let's go play football. That's the way you probably should do it if we're going to set an example for those players and how to respond to things. When things don't go your way, that's how you respond.
When Coach and I return, we'll talk about the coaches, new coaches in the conference. We'll also touch on two potential first-round matchups, Ole Miss, Tulane, and Texas A&M, Miami, coming up next.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.